This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Storms pound California.
Wind gusts of up to 92 miles per hour.
Music's big night.
And the Grammy goes to...
Senators release border legislation.
This bill is vital, vital to America's future interests.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Flooding, mudslides, power outages, dramatic rescues all playing out in California because of an intense storm. CBS's Elise Preston.
This roaring creek in Santa Barbara prompted police to go door to door, giving mandatory evacuation orders after 4 to 5 inches of rain fell in a matter of hours Sunday.
It's extremely traumatic to leave your house and not know what condition it's going to be when you get back.
On the coast, powerful waves so strong they left this sailboat marooned on the beach. Rough conditions also shut down operations at the city's airport. Farther north, the San Jose Fire Department rescued a group of people as a rising river nearly swallowed this rapidly diminishing island. High winds gusting up to 55 miles per hour in Santa Rosa downed trees that crashed onto homes, causing injuries and knocking out power to tens of thousands.
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is to the south in the Los Angeles area.
We've got roads that look like raging rivers. The current here is strong enough to uplift entire boulders, this one the size of a car tire. The car that was parked was carried down here by the current. This area, 2 homes were damaged, 9 were impacted. Officials actually had to rescue 16 people overnight. Fortunately, there were no major injuries.
In eastern Syria overnight, a drone attack hit a base used by U.S. troops. No American casualties, but 6 other people were killed. It's the first significant response to U.S. airstrikes that have hit militia bases. CBS's Holly Williams is reporting from Iraq.
The U.S. strikes were retaliation for the killing of 3 American soldiers just over a week ago in Jordan. The U.S. says there have been around 170 attacks on its military in this region by Iran-backed groups since October. But when we interviewed Iran's foreign minister in November, he denied that his country was behind the uptick in violence.
It sounds like you're saying that Iran backs these groups around the Middle East, but you bear no responsibility for what they do.
These groups in Iraq and Syria that are attacking U.S. interests have made their own decisions, he told us. Ever since the Israel-Hamas conflict started, there have been fears it could expand.
The U.S. doesn't want the Israel-Hamas war to widen, but nor does it want attacks by Iran-backed groups to go unanswered. And that is a very difficult balance.
Well, back here in this country, it was a big night for women at the Grammy Awards. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
One of the first performances of the night was a special one. Tracy Chapman performing Fast Car, the song she released 35 years ago that's had a rebirth thanks to the man she sang on stage with, Luke Combs. Miley Cyrus won her first ever Grammy, 2 of them, for her song Flowers.
This award is amazing, but I really hope that it doesn't change anything because my life was beautiful yesterday.
Taylor Swift won Album of the Year for a record fourth time, but in an earlier acceptance speech for Best Pop Vocal Album, announced a new album.
A secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years comes out April 19th.
Billie Eilish, Song of the Year for writing the Barbie hit What Was I Made For?
Yikes.
Victoria Monet won Best New Artist.
Thank you to my mom.
Other older acts also took to the stage on CBS, from Billy Joel performing his first new music in decades to Joni Mitchell at 80 performing on the Grammy stage for the first time.
I've looked at clouds from both sides now.
Senators.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have released a much-anticipated bill that deals with border security and wartime aid for Ukraine and Israel. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
This is one of the most important pieces of legislation that the Senate has seen in years and years and years. And we cannot let politics get in the way of passing this legislation.
The $118 billion package would enact new border restrictions as part of a broader national security bill. It would give the administration new emergency authority to expel migrants, streamline asylum proceedings, and end policies like catch and release. The bipartisan compromise was forged after months of negotiations in the Senate. The bill also includes funding for Ukraine, the Indo-Pacific, Israel, and humanitarian assistance in Gaza. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
Former President Trump and key House Republicans oppose the bill. Well, the mayor of Dearborn, Michigan has ramped up security after a Wall Street Journal opinion piece described the city as America's jihad capital. Dearborn does have the highest Muslim population in the U.S. per capita. Police are patrolling houses of worship and major infrastructure points in the city. Today, a Michigan jury gets the case of Jennifer Crumbley, the mother of a school shooter who's been charged with involuntary manslaughter. She was on the stand last week.
If you could change what happened, would you?
Oh, absolutely. I wish he would have killed us instead.
Prosecutors say Ethan Crumbley's parents ignored his mental health. He shot and killed four classmates in 2021 and is serving life in prison. In central Chile, at least 112 people have died in wildfires that tore through the coastal tourist region called Valparaiso. Firefighters have been working in daytime conditions with temperatures around 100 degrees. Well, back here at home, it's going to be quite a week in Las Vegas in the run-up to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl!
When you watch this year's Super Bowl, you might be curious about the kind of person who snagged a ticket that goes for thousands of dollars.
It's become, I would say, almost an 80% corporate to 20% private demographic that is attending the event.
Barnabas Correga is CEO and founder of the GR8 Group, which creates curated experiences to attend high-profile events like the Super Bowl.
We've done things with NFL legends, past Super Bowl champions.
The cost for that kind of personalized experience ranges from $25,000 to $75,000 a person. And this year, suites are going for $1 million. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A clearer picture is emerging of the next men's soccer World Cup. The U.S. is one of the hosts.
FIFA's president announced this weekend Mexico City's Estadio Azteca will host the opening match of the 2026 World Cup. If you're a big soccer fan, you know that's when Argentinian striker Diego Maradona scored the famous Hand of God goal against England back in 1986. The rest of the 2026 summer tournament will be held across Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. So far, we know Canada's first match will be in Toronto, and the final will be at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Monica Ricks, CBS News, New York.
The top movie at the weekend box office could be considered a flop. Argylle, the $200 million star-studded spy thriller from Apple Studios, debuted with only $18 million in ticket sales. Second place to the Christian drama series The Chosen. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.